When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Blathering. I'm Ken Napsok. We're live here on Twitch, my Facebook page, the one with the blue check mark, the only one that identifies me as real, and of course here on YouTube, where channel members get to take part in the show, as well as Patreon supporters, or people who at least at one point supported me on Patreon who are still in my Discord. And I see you, and I know you, and I love you for sticking around. We're going to be taking live calls tonight and having a lot of fun. We are going to be taking calls anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world you want to go in terms of topics. I'll take the call. Here's the rules. Get to the call, have a question, and if I need to bump you out so someone else can get in, that's what we're doing here. It's like an old-timey radio show from like the 90s, the old-timey days of the 90s. I do want to have some specific calls about horrible April Fool's jokes that you fell victim to and why we all hate April Fool's, disgusting foods, and maybe disgusting foods that should be, which is something we have discussed in chat before, but I thought it might be fun tonight. Last week, we took calls about aliens and alien encounters and stories, and that will be back. But tonight, I needed to do a show, meaning I wanted to do a show, but I'm leaving town. I am leaving on a jet plane, and I don't feel so great, but I am getting ready to head to Boston. I'm exhausted, busy, busy day, and I haven't even packed yet. And I'm only doing carry-on tonight. I've gotten in the habit. I always have one bag with me. I have a little backpack that's also a suitcase. It's adorable. It's convenient. I paid good money for it. So I always bring that with me. That's got the electronics. Maybe some underpants so you're not caught. If you know, the suitcase disappears, you at least got some underpants. Always carry underpants with you. Yeah, that's not even fair travel. Put some in your car. Yeah, you just never know, right? That's what Mom would say. I have that. But I always check bags. There's a balance that I try to strike. I don't like the stress of wondering if I'm going to get on the plane in time to get overhead room. It's a big problem for me. I don't have a lot of anxiety when I'm flying, but that's one of my anxiety points. So I just check the bags. Hey, they cost you $35. All right, I think that's a ripoff, but whatever. What are you going to do? But then you land, especially if you're at JFK, takes a while to go to the luggage, the claim section and get your luggage. That's when you wish you could just grab and go. And then some people are going to say, well, Ken, the real trick is to don't check a bag and then wait till they say, hey, our flight has been overbooked, because that's what we do here in late stage capitalism airlines. Anyone want to volunteer a bag checking? It's for free. Boom. Then you rush ahead and you get it. And there are some times when you do that, when you rush ahead, when they call for the free bag check, and they'll actually bump you to the front of the boarding group. This happened to Grace and I when we were in Paris. That's right, because we're cultured, and we went to Paris for 2.5 days once. We want to get back soon. We might want to move there. But we were getting out of there, heading back to London to then fly back to America. And they offered they put the call out. Volunteers for checking bags. And I was like, we're doing this because it's free. But then they got up and they were like, bonjour. They don't really sound like that. Would you and your lovely partner here love to jump to the head of the line? Damn right we did. And us and another American couple, because maybe Americans are just cheap like this. I don't know. We got to go to the front of the line. Are we heroes? Yes, absolutely. People coming in, checking in live. Aaron plays poorly, which is a great name for a Twitch handle. Because if you're going to play games, play them poorly, I guess. What are you going to Boston for? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, Aaron. I don't have the card in here. Oh, I did a bad thing. I didn't put the right card. Oh, that's right. I'm going to Boston with Mr. Mark Ellis to do some comedy. We got A show at Laugh Boston Wednesday night, 8 p.m. show. Justine Marino is headlining, and we're jumping on that show. I'm going to host it. Mark's going to feature. So we pretty much have to land and go. It's one of those, we land in Boston, hopefully on time. Hopefully on time. We get to our hotel, maybe have time to change those underpants, and then get to the show. But I have a feeling we'll be, I'll be on stage with my suitcases. We are going to do a big show at the Rockwell, a theater, on Saturday night. Aaron says, nice. Do you know we have comedy clubs here in Vancouver? Look, I think we're going to be heading back to Seattle, or at least Mark is. I'm not guaranteed to be on that show, but I think at least Mark will be. I guarantee Mark's going to be on Mark's show, and that will be in the middle of summer. So there you go, Aaron. We'll try. We'll try. Aaron also says, though, that she is a bag checker, too, mostly because I hate dragging the stupid thing around in the airport. That's the other thing. You know, if you're making a trip to the bathroom and you're traveling by yourself, as I often do, or at least you're waiting for somebody to meet you there, or, you know, you're going to get some food, you got a bag with you, and then I think people push the limits of what should be considered a checked bag. I get why. I get it's cheaper. I get the airlines are squeezing us. But a lot of people, I think, are squeezing the rules, the unwritten societal rules with the bags and the stuff they're trying to get up there. I have that. Real McCoy asked, am I going to Sox game? Real McCoy, I wish I could. The Red Sox are not in town while we're there. I think Mark and I are going to take a swing by Fenway. I'd love to see it. And I think we're going to do that. Laser Bolt saying, how's the weather in Boston? We're dancing with snow. We're dancing with snow. Rain for sure in a couple days. Snow showed up, and then it disappeared, and then it showed up again. So we'll see. It's going to be cold. And there's, yes, a Dunkin' Donuts very, very close to our hotel. So there you go. You guys are all checking in here. We'll take some calls here soon. How do you call in, you might be asking? Pretty simple. You have to be a channel member on YouTube. I put up a post for a link to call into the show, which reminds me, I need to get my call-in layout set up. You can pop on in. I'll take your audio only, so you don't have to put your makeup on if you don't want to. Or if you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/catnapsock. I put a post up with a link as well, and it's in the Discord. Twitch subscribers, I'm trying to reward you. But right now, since a ton of people are checking in on Twitch, we'll hold back on that. Right now, in fact, we have one viewer on Twitch, and it's Aaron. I might just, you know, Aaron, if you want to call in, maybe I'll try to text you the link. All right. There we go. So next week we'll be in the 60s in Boston. Yeah. But it's supposed to be about 39, 40. I don't like scarves, but I was there in New York in December one year for a Collider work trip. And the scarf saved my life. So I won't make fun of scarves. I don't have one here. And Haskell's saying what I'm afraid of. Big storms hitting us in the Northeast. Boston area getting a lot of rain. And then a northeastern with a chance of snow because of the cold front moving south. Yeah, and I hope that doesn't do too much to our flight times, which is a little bit of a concern. But who doesn't like a little bit of tension in your travel? The thumbnail for tonight's episode is about this hot dog flavored drink that was announced at 7-Eleven about 5 or 6 days ago. Now, I thought, well, that's great. If they release it, I'll get it. I'll bring it to the show here, and you guys can dare me to drink it. But then I was like, I don't think that's real. And sure enough, it's been announced in some spots as an April Fool's joke that was done early. I could not find one at my 7-Eleven today. And so that would kind of lead some credence to that. The only news story, though, that I was looking at that confirmed it as an April Fool's joke was one of those, great, you have read enough articles with us, would you like to pay? And I do like supporting journalism. I do like supporting people. I have a $4 a month subscription to the New York Times right now. Again, am I a hero? The answer is yes. But I did not want to sign up for the Dallas News Esquire or something like that. So I cannot confirm, nor can I deny. This hot dog drink could be real. We are going to take calls tonight for, like I said earlier, I want to know your weirdest food items that you've ever tried And we've had this discussion in chat before, but let's take it to the phones. Let's go ahead and find out maybe some weird food items it could be. But also, we take calls from anywhere you want to go and anywhere you want to go. Go where you want to go. Hot dog drinks and Thanksgiving dinner candy corn. God bless America. but I felt bad because I felt my thumbnail was, clickbait. It's misleading. If you click on this, you're watching this later. Some of you are. Oh, I want to address Kingsport Cal, a comment he left earlier in the show before I even went on air. I felt if you clicked on this expecting some weirdo like me to be drinking hot dog flavored seltzer, kind of gives me the hot spits thinking about it. I didn't want you to be let down. So I purchased some Peeps on Easter, and I was going to eat these on stage at Flappers on my show Sunday night. But I had such a good, fun set that I didn't have time to pull these out. So if you want to dare me, I will eat, I think there's at least five, possibly six Peeps in here. Let's see if I can eat them all at once. Let's see. Now, I like to do serious programming. I do like to talk about political things. I do like to talk about the headline I saw today that there's been approval to send F-16s to Israel and how I don't really like that idea. I'd love to have serious conversation about that. And we'll have some on anytime when I return to it. I'm off this week. Alden will have a show. But also, I'm a 360-degree person. I also like to do weird things like eat a bunch of Peeps at the same time. Six Peeps. Brian Ferguson says, my Yankees are on fire. Yes, they are. Undefeated. So's the Detroit Tigers. So's the Pittsburgh Pirates, of which I have three Pittsburgh Pirates on my fantasy baseball team. Our first call coming in tonight is someone who called in last time, and I love hearing from him. I don't know where he's going to go. I don't know if he has a weird food item. I don't know if he's trying to dare me to eat the Peeps. By the way, if you got a question for me in chat, you don't want to call in, that's fine. Leave it here. I'll star it. And also, if you want to leave a super chat, that's great. If you want to go down the stream elements and just tip and support the show, we definitely appreciate that. I'm going to buy a lot of Dunkin' Donuts in Boston. I might need help when I get back. But I will donut responsibly. But also, if I see a super chat question and it maybe is something that I don't want to answer normally, I will always at least address it. That is my guarantee to you. Ken Plume says, ball o Peeps. Tully Quinn says, you're loved. You don't have to do this yourself. Anyways, let's get to our first call. This is an AM radio show from a bygone era. The bygone era being the 90s. It's in a mortal way. And our first caller tonight is checking back in. I don't know where he's going to go. Please welcome back to the show, Brennan Mystical Mar. Brennan, how you doing, buddy? Are you there?
I am there. How are you?
You know what? Brennan, I can't complain. I don't want to complain. I won't complain. But I wish I had time for a nap today, but I don't. I have to get up at 3:30. No, take it back. I have to get up at 2:30 to get to LAX by 3:30.
Yeah.
But it's a privilege to travel and do comedy. What's on your mind, Brennan? What can I do for you today?
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning about media literacy.
Media literacy. Love it.
And it's a topic that I love to discuss.
Same.
Recently, Shakira had some interesting thoughts on Barbie. Now, I don't want to say that anyone is not entitled to an opinion.
Right.
Because obviously it's like, it's your opinion.
Right.
But okay. It felt to me like there was sort of a lack of media literacy saying that she didn't like Barbie because she thought it emasculated men.
Emasculated, but okay. Yeah, I just pulled up the comments right here, right now. Okay.
I think that, okay, that's her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought, I think, hearing that was, I'm not entirely sure we watched the same movie.
Right. Because that's fair.
That's not what most people got out of it.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It
is something about media literacy.
Yeah, and you're right. You start with the you start with what I do. The caveat of hey, your own opinion, your own interpretation is yours to have. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading her comment here. I had not seen this till today. She says, My sons absolutely hate it. I also don't know how old her sons are. She cares about my age, so her kids could be young. They could be teens. They could be a little older. I don't actually know. My sons absolutely hated it. They felt it was emasculating. I agree to a certain extent. She added, I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide. I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do it at all without losing our essence, without losing our femininity. I think the men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We compliment each other, and that compliment should not be lost. Yeah, so I don't agree. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Not that she wrong necessarily. It's just because she said she agrees to a certain extent.
Yeah. I
don't know if it's quite understanding what's there.
Yes, there's a little bit of that, and I think it's not necessarily. And Aaron in chat says her sons are 9 and 11, I think. So young, but old enough, especially 11 to understand.
Maybe they're on the age group.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I thought: like what? Again, she is from my generation, different backgrounds. She's Colombian. Yeah, she's true. Successful singer. She's a woman. She's experienced so many different things than I have, including having a checking account with a lot of zeros that I don't have.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't need to eat any peeps. But so I take not with what she says with a grain of salt. I try to understand it. I try to meet her at it. I think there is you talk about media literacy. I think there is an understanding, a confusion about not only the movie's message, but this modern take on men. There's nothing in that movie that I would think that says men can't be quote unquote men, whatever that means to you, that they can't kind of be a provider. I think that's dangerously close to head of household, but that's a traditional view on things that I don't necessarily condone. But also, I also understand it coming from my generation, which Shakira is right there with me, again, from an entirely different point of view. The arguments I've had, Brennan, with my male friends who didn't like the movie, who said it didn't represent men right, I disagree wholeheartedly. I think that look at the performance of I'm Just Ken at the Oscars by Ryan Gosling. It drove home the fact that we men sometimes, in an effort to be what we think society wants us to be as men, what we think we should be, and maybe in some cases what we absolutely should get to, have a tendency to lock ourselves away in an emotional prison that can damage us and not make us, and we're focused on the wrong things. And to me, what the movie's saying isn't that you can't wear a flannel and go chop some wood and grow a beard and go to the wilderness every now and then and howl at the moon. It's not saying that. It is about the emotions. It is about being emotionally available. It is about not hurting yourself. That movie is a feminism 101 movie, which some people say is a criticism. It's pretty basic kind of stuff, and maybe I've seen some wonderful, thoughtful, negative think pieces about the feminism in the movie, but I'm not here to comment on that. I'm here to comment what I took from it. I'm right there with you, Brennan. I think it's her opinion. I think it's there's a little bit of a misunderstanding of what it is to, quote, be a man, is what I say.
Yeah, and I've heard a few people say, oh, well, I was confused by the message. And things like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I think that for me, it's all there. It's just a matter of, I was explaining the media literacy to my friend by saying it's about connecting the dots.
Yes.
It's about this leads to this and leads to this in the movie. And you got to follow that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just taking stuff out of context.
Yeah. And again, art is open to interpretation, which is why I with you agree. Not only can you all have your own opinion and take away, because some people just don't like the movie, right? And you and I say that about Star Wars, the Star Wars we love, some people don't like for legitimate reasons.
It's
totally
fine.
Good with that. I do have I bump heads with incorrect interpretations because sometimes it is a matter of it being incorrect. I'll go to the biggest example of all time in my life, Star Wars. Luke Skywalker throwing down his lightsaber in Return of the Jedi is the end of his hero's journey and his quest to be a warrior. He learns that is to be a warrior, there are no heroes, right? Yoda tells him that. You throw down your weapon. You win with compassion. It's pretty direct. But people have missed, my generation misunderstood that for decades. And it became very apparent in Last Jedi, where they thought Luke's just going to run, take his lightsaber, run down the hill. I think that is an incorrect interpretation of who Luke Skywalker was. But it doesn't mean you can't take different inspirations than me from 1983, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Anyhow, that's really the thing. It's just sometimes there's just a matter of opinions are opinions. Fine.
Opinions are opinions. They are.
And sometimes there's sort of a sense of, I think there's a misreading of certain I think.
Yeah, and if anything, I would not at all debate Shakira on this, because number one, when am I going to be in a room with Shakira? Yeah. And what if I am, I'm not going to be like, hi, nice to meet you. I think you're wonderful. Would you like to debate Barbie? But I think there is a she's speaking from a certain angle in society and in history in our generation that is changing. And I hope it continues to change because of movies like Barbie. So anyways, Brennan, as always, thank you so much. We will press on. First call of the night is in Brennan May, Brennan Marr, excuse me. I was thinking of my comment here from Jeff May, but Brennan Marr, a channel member calling in. Jeff May, who was wonderful, did you drink the hot dog flavor water yet? I haven't, Jeff, because it's apparently it's an April Fool's joke, but I am trying to see if anyone will dare me to eat six or at least maybe five Peeps all at once. Also, by the way, if you are not familiar with Mr. Jeff May, see that little handle down there, that little icon. Give him a subscription. Give him a follow. He's one of the best here in town. And he, like me, is, I'll just say it, grossly underappreciated by the industry. And we need to take over the world. So follow Jeff May. And especially if you like opening card pack content, because it's mesmerizing. No chocolate starfish being eaten today, Jeff May. Maybe later. He says, do it, eat the Peeps. I want to get to it. JJ Skywalker's here. So thanks for Super Chat, JJ Skywalker. Hey, Ken, no question. Just want to say thanks for these shows. Always entertaining. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. One call in. Any other callers? I want to hear the most disgusting food you've been dared to eat, or what we think could be the most disgusting food creation. I really want corn-flavored frozen yogurt. I really think we need to just we get like Troy T in chat. Troy T, excuse me, in chat said, we have the candy corns that are flavored like Thanksgiving Day food, and I'm a candy corn fan, and I don't want to really touch those. Why can't we have corn flavored frozen yogurt? Stuff like that. Call into the show. If you're a channel member, the link is posted in a channel member only post. Or if you're a patron supporter, it's posted there. Or it's in my Discord. Or if you got a question for me here or a statement like Ken Plume saying, if you really cared about us, you'd wrap those Peeps around a hot dog first. Wrap the Peeps around them. Squish them and wrap. How would you? I'm trying to, for those on the podcast, I'm just squishing my hands. Jeff May says he opened Star Wars cards about an hour ago, pulled an R2. Nice. And Jeff also points out there was a blueberry corn flavored gelato at Pinocchio's. What the hell's Pinocchio's? I want that. I'm going to try to see if Jeff, I don't know what you're doing in life right now. I'm going to try to email you. There we go. All right, Jeff, I'm going to email you a call-in link. If you have the ability to call in, I'll take your audio here. I want to know more about what you're talking about here. Next to Blast from the Past. Oh, Pinocchio's. Yes, I walk by that every night. I never stop and look at the name. I love Pinocchio's. I've never been. For those who don't know, Pinocchio's is and it could, as far as I know, it could be Pinocchio's. It is an Italian restaurant and grocery store, and it's got a lot of gelato. And I always think about going in, but I go for walks is my ongoing battle to try to, lose weight or maintain my weight with my back injury. And there's people always eating on the patio. And I don't know how else to say this. This is an episode I'm trying to have some dignity to it. But those people are barely going to make it home with the food they're eating. They might have to pull over to like a Shell station to take one, because it's just that kind of, it looks like that kind of food. Good is what the point is, but it looks It looks tough. All right. All right. So calling into the show now is a man I want you all to subscribe to. Please. It sounds like I'm begging, but I'm just making it all better for you. Welcome to the show, Jeff May. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, Ken, it's so good to talk to you, bud. It is so wonderful. I love seeing you. You're an absolute delight. Love seeing you in the wild. Love planning to see you. It's all wonderful.
I love showing up in the wild for you, and I love when you show up in the wild for me. Just two guys being wild.
Ken, you and I, we met through Jennifer Muro, and we're best buds. We've always meant to be friends. And one of the things I love about you is, one, how connected you are to your people, which I think is very important. And two, I love that we're kindred spirits in the, like, people should like us more space.
I don't want to, we're all in the performance business. So that means we have a level of ego, but behind that ego is a complete lack of belief in ourselves. But you're effing good at what you do. And I think I'm good at what I do. And we're just going to keep plugging away.
We do. So I know you're a big Star Wars guy. If there are people around, I open Star Wars cards a lot on camera. Pulled a Tala Durith autograph today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Burbank Sports Cards is having a sale on Star Wars Pops Black Chrome.
I know that spot. So, okay.
A bit of an intimidating set to buy, but not when it's, $12 off. But what I wanted to say, a couple things. One, bummed that there is no hot dog flavored beverage.
Yeah, I am too.
Can we talk about how Jennifer Muro just showed up as if we just Beetlejuiced her into existence in the comments?
She's always lurking. I wonder if she's been to Pinocchino's, the Italian restaurant on Burbank. Magnolia, technically.
Pinocchino.
Yes, I cut you off, sir. What were you saying?
I don't even remember, but it was probably something along the lines of, like, I'm surprised Jones hasn't made that hot dog flavored thing. Or I bet you could go to Rocket Fizz and you could probably find a hot dog flavored soda, if we're being honest.
I bet you could. And Michael Kautzer points out maybe they could do bacon flavored beer. I feel that's been done, and it's a great comment, Michael, but like I feel bacon flavored stuff's been done, but I would love to go to Rocket Fizz and get like a corn on the cob flavored soda.
Yeah, bacon, man, society got pretty wild on bacon around 7 to 10 years ago. They really were just like, let's have bacon everything. And then eventually we kind of were like, all right, we got to stop putting it on the donuts. Like, we need to relax.
I agree with you. I love bacon. Sure. I'm American, right? God bless America. And the bacon we kill pigs for. But I never crossed the bacon line outside of breakfast or a sandwich or a deli sandwich. Like, bacon on a donut, I think that's an abomination. Yep. I know sweet and sour, sweet and salty. I won't do it, though.
No, bacon doesn't belong in a dessert. Bacon belongs next to eggs or on a burger or maybe wrapped around some seafood. And those are all perfectly wonderful examples of a good use for bacon. But once people are starting to put them in, like, sweet, like, cinnamon rolls with bacon, right? It's like, what are you doing, you absolute psychopath?
That's and God bless you if that's the taste you want out there. I don't judge, but at the same time, I judge. I have to admit, I judge.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I was going to go up against you on that one, Ken. I'm full on judging.
Hey, two things here, Jeff, before I let you go. First of all, again, I want you all to subscribe to Jeff. If you're on YouTube, it's easy. Just click in the comments and subscribe. Get to his channel. He does great stuff. He also does some wonderful voiceover for Tops right now.
I got the Tops gig. Yeah.
Yes. Two things. I'm heading to Boston for the first time. Suggestions on what to do. Mark Ellis and I are flying out tonight, essentially. I want to take – and then – so while you think about that, I also want to put this question in your mind based on the call that we had from Brennan. If you were listening, I think you were. But like, I'm not worried about what you think about the Barbie movie or anything. I love it. It was a great experience for me. But you are a manly man. You are a boxer. You're a tall, strapping lad. You look like the type of guy that would go chop wood in a forest for fun. You're a manly man. But you're also so wonderfully progressive on your views of the world and where you are. Do you have any thoughts on this idea of men should be allowed to be men, this Shakira comment that came out about the Barbie movie?
I think men should be allowed to be whatever they want to be. Yeah. And that includes if men want to be the stereotypical man, as long as they're not doing any harm. I have no, I see no problem with that. Like men, I remember, so what, back when I was a teacher, ironically, the school where I used to chop wood as a kid, that's funny you brought that up. I taught a lot about chivalry because it was the Middle Ages, and and I had a gentleman book. I had a book like How to Be a Gentleman, because I figured that would be good to like incorporate to teach the kids. And like the main thesis statement of this book, which I bought at like Joseph A. Bank or something like that, was like a gentleman's job is to make the people's lives around him easier. Mm. And that has stuck with me strongly for a very long time. So in doing that and in putting that out there, like men can do that as long as they eschew toxicity and they don't do that. I saw a lot of people blowing up against Shakira. Well, if Shakira says that her children felt emasculated by this movie, we aren't the ones to decide whether or not that did happen and whether or not that's right or wrong.
Right.
Like that movie can be interpreted. And we see this a lot too, especially with children. And this is actually something that I talk about a lot, where like, I'm the kind of white guy that can take it. Like I totally understand when people are like white people. I'm like, yeah, I know we've really messed some stuff up. Yeah. Thank God I'm a 40 plus year old man who knows how to cope with that existence. But like one of the things I think that we seem to not think about, especially when we're relatively anonymous and we don't think about the damage that the internet can cause, which has actually been really rough in the comics industry lately, is children don't understand why you're making fun of them for how they were born.
Right.
And that is opens those children up to the chicken hawk style white supremacists that chase down these kids who don't know why these random people on the internet don't like them for why they were born. I'm not out here saying like, you know, white people are fine. We've done some shit.
We absolutely have.
Yeah. Especially us white men, especially us white men with a little white in our beards now. But I think we should also make sure we understand that children also see and hear what we're saying. And they're not going to understand why a bunch of random internet pundits are like, this person is a bad person and their pain doesn't matter and stuff like that. Like that's going to cause the massive backlash that we see with your scumbags like Charlie Kirk or whatever, who will then take it. The people that are smart enough to trick stupid people into following them. And we see that a lot where with the it's okay to be white stuff. So I'm basically getting down to is Shakira has every right to say and feel that way and even make a statement about it. Like it's fine. And I don't know if she didn't take out a press release on it. Like somebody just asked. I liked the movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good. I thought it was not nearly as anti-male as a lot of people seem to think it was. I think that was kind of the whole point. But I definitely am concerned, and maybe this is because of my history in early childhood education and like the stuff I've studied, like we're actually doing a huge disservice to children, which I think could create, like we're creating our own little white male Taliban. Like, you know how like we were funding them and we were setting them up in the 80s and stuff. And we were like, hey, these are our guys. And then sure enough, some stuff went down. I do think we might be doing that to young white boys who are going to become men instead of teaching them the empathy because everyone's like, well, parents should be good parents. Ken, I bet you and I are both latchkey kids.
We are.
Raised on television and George Lucas.
Mm-hmm. So raised on promises.
So it's like not every parent is in a position to be around and see what their children are on and what their children are reading. So I definitely feel like we should be more considerate of children because there is no like R-rated internet. You know, the internet is pretty open for everybody to find it. There's no bouncer deciding when to get in. And that is my only concern because Ken, you and I can take it. We're both really progressive, you know, really, and we're very vocal about that online. But that being said, I just really want you to eat the peeps.
Oh yeah. I'm going to at the end of the show, if people, I don't even set like a monetary amount. I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to play those games. I'm just going to be goaded into this by the end of the show in about a half hour.
Yeah. You're going to need to do that. And Ken, I absolutely treasure you and thank you. I didn't mean to get on my soapbox there.
No.
I was literally thinking about it before I was just washing my dishes before I tuned in. And that was what I was thinking about. Was like, man, we're fucking these kids up real bad.
I agree. No, but okay, quickly. You can text me off air too, because I'm going to want to. Boston, I got a couple days. I know the history. I know the Freedom Trail. I know that stuff. But I need to know the insider tip of where to go.
Okay, so if you are in Boston proper, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, like, if you're in for it for, like, a historical experience, you're going to want to eat at the Union Oyster House. The Union Oyster House is the oldest, I believe it's the oldest restaurant in the country continuously gone through. It's good. People will roll their eyes because this is a chain, but it's a local chain. But Legal Seafoods is fantastic.
Okay.
They have a good lobster roll there. You're definitely going to want to eat a lobster roll while you're in town, by the way.
I'm game. I don't think Mark Ellis does. I don't think he eats anything that has been in the ocean. So
that was a deep sea bug. Yeah.
Yep.
I get it. Like a bottom feeding garbage trash monster. If you're going to go into the North End, this is the parent of the chain, but it is not technically the chain. But Pizzeria Regina in the North End has some of the best pizza you will have ever have. And yes, that is the chain that you can find at the mall, but no, it is not the quality of the chain you get at the mall.
I'm good with the mall food.
That is important. If you like pastries and you're in the North End, if you're a tourist, go to Mike's. And if you're in the know, you go to Bova's.
Oh, Bova's was mentioned on the show last week. That's perfect. Yeah. Okay. I've definitely Bova's, got that
like,
one.
Like Mike's is for the people that think they know, and Bova's is for the people that live there.
Love it. Okay. Mark Ellis and I are going to do this. Final thing. I'm going to let you go. You're probably raring to get back to those dishes. What's the one spot I should avoid? Where do I not run into, I don't know, townies or south? What's the danger?
My question is, where are you guys going to be? And then I'll tell you from there.
We're right off the Charles River at a residence inn. That's all I got from Mark.
Ooh, I know exactly where you're going to be. Enjoy that basement parking that floods. I know exactly the spot that you're going to be at. So you're going to be right off Cambridge.
Yeah, and there's like a Dunkin' and a Target nearby. Yep,
yeah, you're relatively fine. Like you're going to be fine. Take all your stuff inside. You know, I would say maybe. Maybe you and Mark are going to be fine. If you even if you go to Southie, everyone's going to be like, these guys belong here. It's fine. Okay. Like there's nothing that you should be worried about. Dorchester, you know, you can take the tea and you'll be fine. You're fine. Ken, you're going to do great.
Love it.
And are you performing in Boston?
Yeah. We're at Laugh Boston Wednesday and at the Rockwell Saturday.
Okay. You're at Laugh Boston. That's a great spot. A really, really wonderful place to be. I'm a little worried you guys didn't ask me to come hang out with you, but it's fine.
Look, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, next time.
I'll tell you what, though. If you are, I mean, none of my people are probably here listening, but if you are a person in that area, I absolutely suggest going there. And Laugh Boston. Laugh Boston is a great place. Also located near Laugh Boston is where they have, Wicked Con. What used to be the old Boston Comic Con is now known as Wicked Con in August. And I will be home for that. So
there you go. There you go. Mr. Ken, Jeff May, I appreciate you. You're calling
a delight.
In.
Thanks for letting me on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Ken and supporting Ken. And if you are listening, I'm going to say something before I go. That I'm going to say because other people feel uncomfortable saying it. If you are watching this, if you are listening to this, if you like Ken, you have no idea how important the notifications bell and the liking, commenting, and subscribing is. These are all free things you can do, and they literally put money in creators' pockets. I cannot stress that to you enough. It's free to like, to comment, to subscribe, to review, to share. All these things are free, and all of these things literally put money in our pockets. So if you can do that for Ken, I'd really appreciate that. I'd take that as a favor. And if you hated everything I said about the Barbie movie, then take it out on me, not Ken.
Deal. And I echo it. And hopefully everyone, you'll subscribe and do the same to Jeff over there. Thank you, Mr. May. I'll talk to you.
Love you, Ken. Bye.
All right, Jeff May checking in there. One of my favorites, and yeah, he's a boxer, man. He's this big, tall, strapping warrior of a man, and he's got this wonderful, wonderful, warm heart that I think is important. And I really like what he said. The gentleman is the purpose is to make life easier for those around him, and that spreads to so many other groups and so many people who don't have a voice and so many people who are struggling and so many people who do not get the experiences we have. I think that's a very political statement, and I really absolutely love that interpretation of gentleman there. Love that. Yeah, you guys are Mike Fink says. Two likes were given. There you go. Oh, hey, my buddy Chris Kiefer is here. Smash that like button, says the Los Angeles Library, the greatest librarian in the history of Los Angeles, I believe. Telly Quinn says he was cool, and I do agree with him. Yeah, follow Jeff if you do not know Jeff. Got a great comedy show. He's got a comedy show in a toy store in Burbank that I love to either swing by and catch if I'm not performing. If I'm there, it's a great, great crowd. And also while you're there, you can look at great Star Wars figures as well. We're open. The phone lines are open. Are you a channel member? Are you a Patreon supporter? Are you in my Discord? The link to the StreamYard is there. I'd love to get a couple more calls in the show before we sign off. About 7, because I do have to pack tonight. And yes, I will eat these peeps. If this will make you, feel better about me as a person. No one else in this house is going to eat them. No one else in this house will absolutely dare eat them. I love doing this. I love hanging out with all of you. We're having a good time. I don't like Threads. I'm on Threads. I don't love a lot of social media, but Threads is... Threads is becoming a particular nuisance in my life. And Jen Miro points it out, Mint on Card Comedy, A Blast from the Past in Burbank. If you're local, check it out. They usually do it the first Friday every month. Every time I go into Threads, and you know, we go to social media just by habit, whether you want to or not. I'm still on X, Twitter, whatever you want to say, a lot. I don't support Elon. I think he's not just problematic. I think he is a problem. But I just have it. But also, it's kind of still the place for me to get some news. It is kind of fun to just watch as a train wreck. And it's just, again, habit. I go on Instagram a lot, but there's not a lot of hardcore news on there. There's just a lot of photos that embarrass me, and I try to look away from them out of respect for Grace and all the women in my life. Blue Sky, I don't like. I've tried. It just doesn't, I don't like, it's not even a vibe thing. I just don't love it. But I think the interface is perhaps the best. Threads is just second Friday. Jeff May says second Friday. I apologize, Jeff May. Second Friday, Mint on Card Comedy. Where was I going with the thread? There's always some weird discourse on there. And it's always some pearl clutchers. And I have to say, to someone who has become very progressive over the years, who considers himself technically, I always say technically an independent, in case anyone looks it up and wants to call me a liar. I'm technically an independent, probably going to change that one of these days. But I'm more closely aligned to Democratic Socialists than anything else these days. Threads is a place for pearl clutching lefties to not just come on and be performative, but to just start weird fights about things. It's become a weird spot. And I saw this about Jon Stewart, who I am a big fan of Jon Stewart. I'm not defending everything he's done. I think his first show back had the energy of both sides about Biden and Trump. But I don't necessarily think it was both sides. I think Jon was speaking about a divide that is there with young liberals versus older liberals about the issues of the Middle East, Gaza, Israel's actions there. I think he was pointing to something that existed. But he did this thing this week that I saw only debated on Threads. I didn't see it debated on any other social media site, where he talked about how the news was just, they wouldn't, we can't even show this disturbing image. And it was that dickhead truck. You know, I see the truck itself is a dickhead, big 8x8 truck with American flags and blue thin line flags. And on the back, it had Biden, an image of Biden gagged and handcuffed and like in the back of a trunk. Horrible, horrible. I agree, it's horrible. But John kind of made fun of the news for being horrified by that when they're literally showing You know, they're showing that bridge collapse where you see the construction trucks fall and people fall to their death. They're showing that ad nauseum and on repeat. They're showing scenes of war. And then they ran through a clip of all these news stations being aghast at this image. And it's horrible. And Trump retweeted it or reposted it or retruthed it, whatever you want to say. It's horrible. But you can't be surprised at anything that he said at this point. It isn't about that. But I saw this on Threads, these people clutching their pearls over John Fallon, and John's just both sides in it, and how could he not hold Trump to the coals over this thing? And it's like, he does. He did. What else can you do? The guy's political career should have ended the moment he made fun of a reporter and his physical disability. He should have been over the moment he became known as a pussy grabber. This should have ended his career time and time and time again. We've got to find other ways to defeat him, and I think it will be finally the voting booth, if at all. And I've only seen that on Threads, and there's so many of these pearl clutching conversation on Threads. So maybe I just got to put Threads aside. I don't know. It's just weird and pointless. See, we jump all around on the show. I threaten to eat peeps, and I get mad at people on Threads. And I'm not here, again, I don't defend, I'm never a homer for one person to the point where I can't acknowledge that maybe they've done or said some jokes that they shouldn't have or wrong, and Stewart's not going to hit a home run every time. I just think if people are focusing on this opening comedy monologue where he's making jokes, and then they're overlooking the excellent conversation he had with the head of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, that was just a wonderful conversation about busting monopolies in this modern age. You should watch that. Jeff May says, pearl clutching is so obnoxious and weaponized now. It is. It is. There you go. Okay. You threaten to eat peeps and get mad at peeps. You know, Rich T, that's an excellent point. All right, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. How many people think Ken Plume says this? Threads is a public access talent show of social discourse. That's a great way to look at it. That's a wonderful description, Ken. I'm at least going to open these up here. I've not been drinking here tonight. I've been enjoying my Dragonberry rum and Sprite. But I didn't want to do that tonight, because again, I got to be up at a few hours. I got to be up at a few hours to get to LAX. Five peeps are in here. Five peeps. For those on the podcast, I'm currently holding peeps up to the camera. Five pink peeps. David Cornett asks an important question. By the way, if I'm missing any of your questions, I want to take written questions as well. Love to have someone else call in. You gotta let me know. Jeff May says, hey, why don't you come open cards with me when you get back to LA? I'd love to. Are we gonna do that on air? Oh, we'll do it on air? Okay, love it. Mike Fink talking about social media, took Instagram off my phone this week, haven't looked back. Took threads off my phone the week after launch, haven't looked back. The key is don't look back. David Cornett asks this question. Are the pink peeps different from the yellow ones? I think allegedly. Because I had purple peeps, and I had these pink ones. I got the purple ones. By the way, I ran into a Ralph's, which is the Kroger of the West Coast, and I went on about 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I had a show at Flappers at 7:30. I ran in to get some peeps, and I was going to eat these on stage. But like I said, my set was so good, I didn't need to fill time, unlike tonight, where I need to fill time. These were the last two peeps available. They were cleaned out on peeps. I hear a lot of crap talking about peeps. Daryl, I'll say a lot. I hear a lot of shit talking about peeps. But they were sold out, mother truckers. They were sold out. I love peeps. I had the privilege of introducing Maude Garrett to peeps. We did it on, I don't know, probably like Vine or something like that a long time ago, or Periscope. I introduced Maude, Maude, of course, from Australia, and was like, what the hell are these peeps? And we were at my house, we're recording podcasts, and she tried the peeps, and she about threw up at the bar. I love peeps. I love peeps. Once Laserbolt says, once you go pink peeps, you never go back. Peep talking says, boom. I bought the purple peeps, which I was going to say great peeps, but I don't think that's accurate, and the pink peeps. And to this question, David, I don't think they're different. I think they might – they've probably got different toxic dyes in them that are banned in European countries but are allowed here. But as I was walking out, there was one package of strawberry pink peeps. It was the first time I've seen a flavor directly attached to a peep. The purple does not say grape. The pink aren't cotton candy, but they had strawberry peeps. And I didn't turn around and get them. And I kind of regret it, to be honest. All right. We're almost done. Rich says, I'll leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. All right. I need some questions here in chat. We're not quite done. And I'd love to have some calls. Are you a supporter on Patreon? The post is up. Are you in my Discord? The post is there under the blathering section. Or are you a channel member on YouTube? Open up. I said YouTube weird. YouTube. Open up another window. Go to the post. That's for channel members only. You'll get a StreamYard link and you get to go straight into the show like Jeff May did. Or like our buddy Brennan Marr calling in. So here's the thing. I love marshmallow, but I hate the granulated sugar. Jeff May saw hot tamale peeps eyeing me up the other day. Holy, I don't know about that. What is my most desired peep shape is a great question. So I got these little birds right now. I don't like these ones. These ones look too cute. You know, I love animals. I love all of God's creatures, but I love little Tweety birds. Our Chihuahua Franny loves going to the backyard. She kind of half-heartedly chases the crows and the little swallows and everything in our backyard. And I call them tweet tweets. Am I the cutest thing in the world? I am. Is Franny even cuter? I am. So I have a problem with these ones. I generally prefer the ones that are flatter and a little round, like not the bunny rabbit ones, but there's some that just kind of look like shapes with eyes, like flat shapes with eyes. Those are the ones I prefer. Jeff May, who apparently, I did not know this, Jeff May, my buddy Jeff May, who if you saw Jeff May, if you saw him in person, I don't know if it could be 16-pack abs type of guy. He's that type of guy. I don't think I've ever seen him eat anything bad in his life, but he apparently likes peeps. Let them get stale. They're amazing that way, he says. All right. Some questions are coming in. Rich T, first of all, statement. Michael Kautzer says I could go from zingers. Love zingers. Could always go for that. Rich T says, real question, Ken. Cookies and cream bars or Reese's peanut butter cups? I love cookies and cream as a flavor, but I like it more as an ice cream. Like a cookies and cream Twix bar, too much. Too much cookies, too much cream in places it doesn't belong. But a Reese's peanut butter cup, I'm a big fan of Reese's. And I say Reese's, not Reese's. It's Reese's. Big fan of Reese's bars, Reese's Nutrageous, Reese's Puffs, and Reese's cereal, and Reese's peanut butter cups. There you go. Jeff May says white chocolate is the devil. All right. We got some great questions coming in. I'm going to favorite them here. We got a call lined up. Troy says, peeps have to be birds. Birds peep. Rabbits don't peep. That'd be chaos. An abomination. Rich T has a question. Oh, I was wondering, how did you become a Dolphins fan? I'm from Florida, love the Bucks plus the other Florida teams, but I don't think you're from Florida, right? Just wondering how that came to be. Yeah, a great question, Rich T. I'm a big Miami Dolphin fan, have been since 1984, and that's how I became a fan. I grew up about 3 hours north of LA, about 4 hours south of San Francisco. And when the San Francisco 49ers and the Miami Dolphins went to the Super Bowl, and it would be, January of 1985, following the 1984 season, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, everyone in my town went for the San Francisco 49ers. Again, local team, California, but also really close to San Francisco. And I just being kind of a stubborn little weird kid who didn't understand sports was like, I'm going to root for the Miami Dolphins. Then we lost. That should have been my first clue right there. But I was just starting to collect sports cards, and I opened up a pack of 1985 Tops around this time. And pulled out a Dan Marino. 1985 Tops said it was mostly horizontal, the black borders, white font for the names, and there's Dan right there with his quarterback, his traditional quarterback kind of helmet, face mask, the number 13, just kind of staring at the camera. And I was a fan. I just hooked. I was like, I like this guy. I like this team. Plus, I like dolphins. Dolphins are fun. Fun mammals of the sea. Let's do it. So I just been a fan ever since. Been a fan. Jeff May says, also, Ken, what's your baseball team? Well, Jeff, I'm a New York Yankee fan. So I'm going to leave my two New York Yankee hats. I'm going to leave them home when I get to Boston. Now, if I get too drunk on Dunkin' Donuts, I might yell Bucky Bleepin' Dent, and we'll see what happens. All right, we got another call coming in, but we also have a question I'll get to from Alan Smithy after the call. Please welcome to the show, before I eat these peeps, someone who has seen me eat in person, so he knows what I'm capable of. He's the best librarian in Los Angeles County, my friend Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you doing, buddy? Oh, he's on delay. He's on delay. Sir, turn your radio down. Sir?
You hear me all right?
Now I hear you. He's on delay. Oh.
Technology, man.
Just whatever you're listening to, you're going to have to stop it and just talk to me. There you go. How you doing, buddy? Can you hear me now?
How you doing, buddy? I've been messing this up here.
I'm waiting.
This is the old man with the technology. I'm screwing it up.
No, you're good. Now, I can hear you barely, but we got you. Oh, yeah. The delay. This might be a ransom call, says Jeff Bay. Chris, are you in the back of a trunk? Are you in that pickup truck that pissed everyone off? Blink twice if you're being held captive by MAGA.
No, not that I'm aware of. No.
All right. Do you have you? Now I saw. I can kind of see you turned your camera off, but you have ear pods in. But you might not be listening to them. The sound's coming through another source. Have you ever used StreamYard? Have you ever had a Zoom call? Are you on Telegram? Are you on Google Meets? Are you on Microsoft Teams? Chris, where is it? You've got to close YouTube, says Jeff May. I'm waiting. I'm sticking with the dead air. I'm waiting until Chris figures this out. I'm going to eat peeps in honor of Chris.
There we go.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay. All right.
You're coming in so crisp and clear that I think you should host the show.
Man, I'm an old man using new technology. I apologize, sir.
What was the problem?
I think my phone tried to connect to my Bluetooth headphones that are in my backpack across the room. So, and plus I had you up on YouTube as well. So
yeah. No, note to anyone calling in, turn off your YouTube.
Those Bluetooth headphones will get you every time.
Hey, sir, you truly are the best librarian in LA County. I've seen it firsthand. and then your wife's the best librarian in Ventura County.
That's right. We're covering two counties here.
Do you have a question for me? Because I have a question for you.
I don't have a question for you. I just you were looking for callers, and I just wanted to wish you well in Boston, and haven't seen you in quite a while. But I hope that this weekend goes super great for you.
Thank you. I have a question for you.
All right.
Do you and your wife are you considered a librarian power couple? Or do people talk about that? Two librarians.
You know, when we did go to a conference once together, and there was a time or two where we kind of slipped up and we held hands, and then we got a lot of weird looks from people because you don't see a lot of affection at librarian conferences.
Librarians in love, man. Librarians in love.
But I don't think that was a power move. That was just an affection move. So,
what's it going to take to get you back to stand-up comedy?
Oh. A current set of jokes, probably.
Got it. Fair enough. Let's say we get you 5 minutes on paper. Well, I think you should go watch Jeff May's Mint on Card comedy show.
All right.
At a toy store. I know you live a little farther away than I do. I walk there. It is a warm, wonderful, crowd and show. I think it would get the bug in you again.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when I saw you at Flappers with Brian Tiller was there, that was,
that's right.
I told you after the show, I was like, man, you almost made me want to do comedy again.
Almost. Because yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a different club. Versus, it's not a, it's a toy store where you thrive in toy stores just as a human, I think.
Yes.
And it's such a warm crowd. I'm just trying to get you back. You were one of the smartest comics I ever saw perform.
I do appreciate that.
And I'm just comedy needs good people like you.
Yeah. Actually, I did have a question for you if you got time. I know you got
okay. I got a question. Like that. Hit me with the question, then I'm going to do these peeps.
I'm sorry because I jumped in later, so I heard, I think it was Jeff's call is what kind of when I signed in. Tough for me to sign on to these things because usually I'm on city time. But do you have any concerts lined up this year? Do you have any shows you're looking forward to? And if you already covered this, I'll hear it in the podcast later.
No, I haven't. Not a lot of people have asked me. I'm trying to get out to some Living More shows. I've got some new dates coming. I missed the last time around. I've been dying to try to see Pom Poms live, and Jesse Payo's announced some shows they got going, but nothing big in terms of big shows. The Stones, little blues cover band, going to be at SoFi again, and I'm bugging Uncle Mark Ellis to try to get us to that show, because I saw the Stones in 2021 and had just an amazing time, blown away at SoFi. And it's a great stadium. I don't know if it's the best for music. Maybe they've ironed out some of the kinks in the sound, but it's not great. No. But it's, you know, for a band like the Stones, you're singing along anyways. So the quality almost doesn't bother you. I want to see them there. And, you know, I was really bummed. I was supposed to go see you two at the Sphere. The night I was supposed to go, my friends Darina and Mark Ellis were at the show, and that was the show that Gaga showed up. And being such a U2 fan and a Lady Gaga fan, I would have screamed like a 12-year-old for the Beatles in 64. And I she's on the Hackney Diamonds album that came out. So I'm hoping maybe she'd come out at SoFi in June. So that's the big show.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
There you go. You, sir, you're a big concert goer. You went to so many shows last year. You actually like exhausted yourself out.
Yeah, last year was a big year. This year I have kind of nothing. I want to go see local band The Hellflowers, who I know I kind of had you play a couple tracks on for Pop Rockin'. So I'm hoping there's something local they're doing soon.
You got to let me know. They are doing local soon because and I think we missed it, but you introduced me to the Hellflowers, but they had some posters up on street signs and everything in my neighborhood.
Yes. They had a record release. I think it was like 2 weeks ago, but I was out of town.
Yep. I couldn't get to it, but let's keep in touch off air. We'll go to see some shows. You, me, and Tiller, your wife, Karina, we had a great time seeing Garbage, Noel Gallagher, and Metric. Yeah. We'll do it again.
And then the only one I have tickets for at the moment is my girl, KT Tunstall, is doing a co-headlining co-tour with Sean Colvin, of all people.
Well, you know, little mid-2000s and 90s connection there. I love
that. Exactly. I think from my understanding, I think they're both going to be on stage at the same time, like, you know, singing on each other's songs, jamming together, that sort of thing. So I'm a big KT fan, don't know anything about Sean, but we'll figure it out.
Sonny came home. Love it.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chris, for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Get again. Some tacos soon. All right, Chris, you just got to have patience. You don't give up on people. That's my lesson here. And change is hard to grasp sometimes. And we have a tendency to, if someone's fumbling with some technology they've never used, you get mad at them. I understand it. You know, grandma pulls out a checkbook at the grocery store. I get a little grumpy. But how about we help her through this thing? How about we help Chris? And did I just compare my buddy Chris, one of the people I've known for 20 years, to a grandma using a checkbook at a grocery store? I think I did. But you just got you give patience to folks and you allow them to change and grow, and you get a great call like that. All right. We got one question here. Any other callers? Now's the time because Uncle Kenny does have to go pack for Boston. I have no super warm clothes. If it's about 39, 40, someone in chat, you Bostonites, you massholes, tell me on a rainy April day in Boston, is a 39 degrees there different than a 39 degrees day here? Wind chill, all that BS. Let me know. Vermont Mike says, careful with the weather. And he's from Vermont. He would know. He would know. I would know. Dress for autumn, says Jeff May. Jeff is expressing a little bit of hope in the situation. Layers. I do have some hoodies. We're gonna hoodie up. All right. We're gonna answer this question from Alan Smithy. I don't think that's his real name. And he says, do you back into parking spaces and why? I do not back into parking spaces. I do not back into parking spaces, but I will if I'm like in a big open lot. Like in Burbank, we have the big Empire Center, which has Best Buy, Target, and Marshalls, and Walmart, and all that stuff. I will pull forward. So technically, it looks like I back into the parking spot. But I will pull forward. Even with a camera, with my advancing years, backing up in a parking spot is a dangerous proposition. It's a dangerous proposition. But I don't back into them, especially if I can't drive across them. And I have to admit, I have a bit of a prejudice to that, and I have to own it here. As a security official and a director of public safety for 17 years, that was, and I'm going to say it, and I don't think the term is, it's probably problematic on many levels, but the term was gangster parking. And you could apply that to Al Capone or any other ways you want to take it. And we did not encourage that. If we saw a car parked like that towards the front end of the mall, we would pay extra special attention to it because it could be a car trying to get out fast. That was one of the things. So is that correct? Is that the correct view? No. But did I spend 17 years looking at that kind of stuff? Yeah. So I don't want to, I try not to do that. I try not to bark back in the spot. Also, if you're at the Northridge Mall and you have a minivan with a Pomona plate, I would pay extra special attention to you because there's a good chance you're part of an organized retail crime theft ring. But is that true all the time? No. So I still have some stink from the old job and the old life. racially profiling a parking job is one hell of a twist. Jeff, we didn't call it that. We called it behavioral profiling. Again, is that correct? To a degree, I say yes. But overall, no. But when you're tasked with keeping things safe, quote unquote, you fall victim to a lot of things that you view as justice that are really vengeance. And that is the sad truth there. Adam Witt is watching here. Adam Witt hanging out on Twitch with me. Backing into parking spaces is for General Motors employees. Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah, and David just pointed this. Only problem with pulling through is if you have to load stuff in the back of the vehicle. Which has happened to me before too. All right, we're about out of here. I really do have to get going. I really do have to pack, and I really got to get some layers going. And as I said at the top of the show, not bringing a suitcase. Normally bring a suitcase. I'm bringing my little suitcase backpack and a duffel, a big duffel, but I'm packing it all up there. So, all right. Oh boy. Okay. All right. What do you say? I was going to challenge you. I was going to say like $15 in super chats and I'll eat all of these once, but this is where we're at. We've had a serious conversation tonight about the Barbie movie and the themes found within and how they pertain to men and classic traditional forms of masculinity, which should be allowed. And it's not the point of the movie to tear that down. We had a good conversation with our friend Jeff May about what being a gentleman is actually about. I got upset at people on Threads for being upset at Jon Stewart. I just dropped it because it's that. All right, here we go. Someone, go ahead and get ready to call the authorities. Adam Witt is you're close to me. Be ready. Jeff May, be ready. All right, here we go.
That's the most I could get in. Oh, God. Two bites. I got to beat that next year. Now those granulated sugars stuck to me. Ken Plume says, that's the most I can get in is the new catchphrase of the show. There you go. We did it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting me. Go subscribe to Jeff May's channel. I got to go take a nap and then pack for the airport. Become a supporter on Patreon so I don't have to do this stuff anymore. All right, we'll see you. Bye.